Prologue.
Did I tell you the story about Yosela? Herman, Talia's Abba, asked. He was my sister Chava's oldest son, and I suggested they call him Yosef because I loved the Torah story about Yosef and his multicolored robe and the way he solved Pharaoh's dreams. My sister laughed and said that she actually loves the name too, and she just hopes that Yosef, or Yosela, as he'd surely be nicknamed, won't have such big dreams. Yosela was a highly gifted boy. Perhaps even a genius, he continued, stroking Talia's cheek. He was the Polish chess champion for youth up to the age of 13. It's in our genes. We're the descendants of Rabbi Simcha Bunim from Pozhushka. He was a very great rabbi, but was also known as a brilliant chess player. Did you know that chess was also called Ishguki back in the 18th century? Maybe one day I'll teach you how to play. Pulling the blanket up to cover Talia, Herman added that every time Chava would put Yosela to bed, she'd sing him a Yiddish lullaby about Yankala, whose eyes are black and teeth so white. A Yingla vos hat schoin alle zenzalach. A little boy who already has all his teeth. Talia could see her Abba smiling at her through his tears. Yosela Zilberman Karlinski, aged 5. 1 week after the Jewish festival of Simchat Torah, which ends the week of Sukkot, corresponding to October 1930. Today, Stefania dressed me in an undershirt, a shirt, a sweater, and on that a white vest. Every time she dresses me in it, she reminds me that Mama knitted it specially for me because my eyes are black as coal. On top of all that, she adds my coat. Mrs. Chava is nuts. She wants me to let you go into the 0 degrees outside without enough clothes. She's got this psychosis about breathing fresh air all the time. I need to ask Mama what psychosis means. Not like the other Jid children in their closed-up homes that smell bad. I already know that we're Jids. That's Polish for Jews. But when Stefania says Jid or Jidowka, it sounds like she's patting my head.